Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalayim Master Shani Daf Mem Hey. We're starting Mem Dalin Amud Beis about two lines off at the bottom with the words Chad Bar Nosh and the Vilna Tzuros Adaf. It's a little bit into Chav Zayin Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. And we continue discussing dream interpretation. Here we have another story with Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi. Chad Bar Nosh also got Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi. A non-Jew came to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi. Amarle, he told him Chams Bechamay. I saw my dream. Miss Marley Hachin. They were telling me the following: Zar Katz Basechel Nachas. Point your finger downwards. Mem Hey Amud Alaf on top. Amarle, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi told him Havli Egriva No Amarloch. Give me money, pay me my fee, and I'll tell you what your dream means. But the guy didn't pay him. Then he came back later and Amarle, he told him, Chams Bechamay, I saw my dream, Miss Marley Hachin, they were telling me the following, Tahavin Nafach Pumach, you're going to have a swelling in your mouth. Amarle, so Rishon Rabbi told him, Havali Groy Bano Amarloch, pay me my fee, and I'm going to tell you what your dream means. But he didn't pay him, and he came back later with another dream. Amarle, he told him, Chams Bechalmi Hachin, I saw the following in my dream, that they told me, Zakvetzbach, pick your finger up. Amarle, so Rishon Rabbi told him, Loy Amarsacha, Havali Agri Vano Amarloch, didn't I tell you already to pay me my fee, and I'm going to tell you what your dream means? But now it's too late, and I'm going to tell you what your three dreams mean. When they told you nachas, put your finger down, they're telling you there's water dripping down onto your grain. And when they told you in the second dream that you're going to have a swelling in your mouth, that means that your grain was swelling. And when they told you in the third dream that you should pick your finger up, that means that your grain was already sprouting, but in a not good way, meaning it was getting all puffed up from this water and it got totally ruined, and now it's too late, there's nothing to do about it. Another story, there was a kusi that told himself, I'm going to go make fun of that elderly Jew talking about Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi. So also, he came to him and Amarle told him as follows, I saw the following in my dream. Now this is totally made up. He didn't actually have this dream. And so this is the fake dream he told Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi that he had. Arba Razin, I saw four cedar trees, Varba Shikmin, and four sycamore trees, Maknisa, a beam, Idra, feathers, and Tursa, a stick. Bahu Gavr, Yosef Midrach, and this fellow, meaning talking about himself, was sitting on them going to the bathroom. So Amarle, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi told him, Tipachuche du Gavra, this fellow, his spirit should be afflicted. Lesodain Chalam, this isn't even a dream, you made it up. And Afilu Kane, even so, Lesat Nafik Rekon, you're not going to get out of scot free. I'm going to interpret your fake dream, and the following is going to happen to you. Arbate Arze, Arbate Shitsu Darsa, the four cedar trees that you saw are the four sideboards of the bed, two long ones and two short ones. Arba Shikmi, the four sycamore trees, Arbate Kurasa Darsa, they're the four legs of the bed. Maknisa, the beam, is Margalta, that's near the foot of the bed, it's used for support. And Idra, what about these feathers that you saw? Dar de Tivna, that's a straw mattress that you sleep on. And Tursa, the stick, that's Ba'asa, that's referring to the pole, which is usually at the headboard. And Vuhugavar Yasa Midrach, when you had said that you were sitting going to the bathroom, that means that you're going to be on your bed doing nothing. Vuhugavar Revia Begave, that means you're going to be laying on your bed, Loichai Veloi Mayas, not alive, not dead, which means you're going to be very sick and you're not going to be able to get out of bed. So you're basically going to be lying in bed doing nothing. And Vachain Havasle, that's what happened to this fellow. And more about dreams. Chada Isa, the Asa, the Gabriel Blazer, there was a woman that came to Blazer. Amrali, she told him, Chamas Vachamaya, I saw my dream, Tenise de Besa Mispera, that the main beam of my house broke. Amrali, so he told her, you're going to have a male child, you're going to have a son. And their beam is a reference to the womb, and it breaking references the contractions that a woman has while having a boy. They're much more painful than when having a girl. And that's what the Gemara tells us. She went and she had a male child. Now, after some time, she came looking for Abelazar. His Talmidim told her, he's not here. However, they asked her, what do you want from him? So and she told them, this woman saw in her dream that the main beam of the house is breaking. So they told her as follows, and we skip the next four words, the proper gears is just to read, Baladihi Itza Mayas, the husband of this woman, meaning your husband, is going to die. And that's the main beam of the house breaking. Agar Asra Belezer, when Belezer came back, Tonali Ovda, they told him the following, they told him what happened. Amrulan, so he told him, Katalta Nefesh Lama, why did you kill a soul? Why did you kill her husband? She'ena Chalim Hailich Ela Achar Pesroinoi, the dream only goes after its interpretation, meaning the way you interpret the dream, that's what's going to happen. So you should have had a positive interpretation, not a negative one. Now, how do we know that it goes after its interpretation? Shanam, because the Pasuk says, Vahikasher Pasar Lanu, Kane Hoya. This is referring to the way Yosef interpreted the dreams of the Sarah Mashkim and Sarah Eifim. And by using his Lashon, the way that he interpreted, that's the way that it was, is Mashma, that it's all based off the interpretation. And we continue with this. Rechon says, all dreams go after their interpretation, except for a dream about wine. Some people have a dream about wine, and that's a good dream, and some people have a dream about drinking wine, and it's not good for him. If he's a Talmud Chacham and he's drinking wine in his dream, that's good for him, because wine has to do with Torah, whereas Amar Arts Shaisa V'Raloi, and Amar Arts drinking wine in his dream, is not good for him. And a few more stories about dreams. Chad Bar Nosh Asa Gav Rabbi Kiva, a fellow came to Rabbi Kiva. Amrle, he told him, Chams B'chamay Ragli Katina, I saw in my dream that my leg got small. Amrle, he told him, D'maya D'maisi, Yontif is coming, V'les Mechel Kupad, and you're not going to have any meat to eat. His leg represents Yontif, because we know they're called Shalosh Regalim, which is like leg. leg, and it getting small represents that he's not going to have any meat. Now, also chadcharim legabe, another one came to Rabbi Kiva. Amr, he told him, chams v'chamay, I saw in my dream, ragli musuvla, that my leg became very fat and big. Amr, he told him, my other maisi, yantif is coming, v'eslucha kupat zagi, and you're going to have a lot of meat. Now, chad talmid with Rabbi Kiva, havi yosef v'apay mishnayon, one of the talmid of Rabbi Kiva was sitting, and his face showed that he was displeased, he was not happy. Amr, ma'okain. Rabbi Kiva asked him, what's going on? What's happening? Amr, he told him, chams v'chamay, I saw in my dream, tolas milin kashyon, three very troubling things. Number one, I saw in my dream that ba'adrat ma'is, in adar you're going to die, and v'nisan lesat chami, and nisan you're not going to see, and umadat zar lesat kanash, whatever you plant, you're not going to gather in. So Amr Lehi, Rabbi Kiva told him, talsayin tovin inun, all three of them are actually good. What does that mean, in adar you're going to die? It means, bahadra da oiraisa atar sermama, you're going to be elevated by the glory of Torah. Adar doesn't mean the month, it means hadar, to be elevated by glory, and ma'is is a lashon of up until you die, you're going to always be elevated by this glory of the Torah. And what does it mean that in nisan you're not going to see? The nisin lesat chami, you're not going to see any nisim, you're not going to have to rely on miracles because you're always going to be healthy, and so you're not going to need any miracles. And umadat zar lesat konash, what does that mean? That which you plant, you're not going to gather in. Madat mailid lesat kavar, whomever you give birth to, you're not going to bury, because giving birth to a child is like planting, and burying them is like gathering in. And since you're not going to gather that which you plant, that means that none of your children are going to die. Hadin al chamayach pairs, Malzor finishing the fourth parak of Masechet Ma'aser Sheni, just like we're zecha finish this parak together, we should be zecha to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Yerushalmi together. And now moving on to the fifth and final parak of the Masechta, Mem Heyom Beis on the top. The first part of this parak is going to be discussing Kerem or Netar Avai, which is the fourth year fruits that are growing on a tree. We know that they're very similar to Ma'aser Sheni in as much as they have Kedusha, and the only way they're allowed to be eaten is if they're brought up to Yerushalayim, and if he can't bring them up, so then he could be pied to them, just like Ma'aser Sheni. So the Mishnah tells us as follows: Kerem Ravai, Mitzayin Oisa Bekoyzes Adama. When a person has a vineyard that's Ravai, it's the fourth year fruits growing on it, he has to mark it with clumps of dirt, and that shows that this is Ravai. Vishal Arla, if it's Arla, meaning it's within the first 3 years of growth, Becharses, he marks it with some sort of clay. And Vishal Kvaros, if there's a kever out in the open, Besid, it has to be marked with lime, which is white and shiny and everyone could see it. Umamach Vishayfech, he mixes it with water and pours it all around the kever. So now Kaihanim and Nazirim and people who are careful with Tumah will know, don't come here, there's a kever. Now Rosh Hashanah tells us by Medvar Murim, when was it said that we have to mark whether this is Arla or Avai? Bishvias, it's only on Shemitah, when all produce is Hefker, so we have to notify people that are coming into the field, you should know that even though this produce is Hefker, it's Ravai. But throughout the year, nothing has to be marked, because if someone's going to come into the field and steal some of these grapes, that's his fault that he's going to end up eating Ravai or Arla, and that's not something that we have to mark. However, the Mishnah tells us, people are tsnuim, they're ksherim, they're careful not to be machshel anyone, they put down some money, and they say, kol anilkat mizeh, anything that's taken from this field, which is Ravai, mechol amois ha'elu, as mechol to this money, and even though the person's technically stealing by taking it, at least they're not going to be over the isra of Ravai, because automatically mechol onto the money the fellow put down. So the Gemara tells us, explaining the Mishnah, Karim Ravai v'chulu, Zuna Shal Rebbe, Zuna asked Rebbe the following question, Ma Nisni, Karim Ravai or Netar Ravai? What's the proper girsa in the Mishnah? Are we talking only about Karim Ravai, the fourth year grapes that are growing, or Netar Ravai, does this apply to all fourth year fruits that are growing? So Amar Lo, he told him, Pukun Shal Lun Rebbe Yitzchak Ruba, go ask Rebbe Yitzchak Ruba, Rebbe Yitzchak the Great, V'chan Toleh Komas Nisa, I learned all the Mishnahs with him, and Nafkan Mishal Lun Le, he went out and asked him, Amar Lo, Rebbe Yitzchak Ruba told him, Kanmaya Karim Ravai, V'tinyana Netar Ravai. The first Mishnahs are talking about Karim Ravai only, and later Mishnahs are talking about Netar Ravai. In other words, this Mishnah and a few others are talking only about Karim Ravai, and it's apparent from them they could only be referring to Karim to vineyard, whereas other Mishnahs are talking about Netar Ravai as a whole. Now, once we mentioned Rav Yitzchak Ruba, the Gemara tells us Rav Zeir Makabel Sabaya Dehavin Biyomid Rav Yitzchak Ruba. Rav Zeir used to criticize the elders that lived in the days of Rav Yitzchak Ruba, Deloy Bachnun Komas Niyasaminei, that they didn't learn and check all the Mishnahs with him, meaning they didn't go to him to make sure that they know the perfect girsa of Mishnahs, because as we just said, he was an expert, so they should have gone to him to make sure of this. Now, just clarifying the Mishnah, Tani was taught in Nebraisa, Karim Ravai Mitzayin Oisei because it's Adama. Karim Ravai is marked with clumps of dirt. Why specifically these clumps of dirt? Shuhu L'shah, because only for a short amount of time. We only need this mark for 1 year, and therefore, nothing permanent had to be put down, and clumps of dirt is sufficient for that. And Shal Arla B'charsis, when the Mishnah says that we have to mark Arla with Charsis, this clay, that's first of all B'chivra, as referring to whitish clay, Shuhu Yaiser Mikan, that's because the Isser is much longer. It's a 3 year Isser, because Arla is 3 years, and Charsis lasts much longer time. And Mem Vavar Malaf on top, Vishal Kvaros Besid, the reason why graves have to be marked with a Sid is do Yaiser Mikan, that's because the Isser is much longer, the Isser is always, there's always a problem of a kever being here for Kaihanim and Nazirim and people who are makbid with Toma, and this white lime lasts much longer. That's why we're going to mark the Kvaros with Sid. And one last memory, Tani Rechlav Ben Shol, Im Hayechidos, if he only has individual vines that are Avai, he doesn't have an entire vineyard, just individual ones, Toil Ben Ozne Chavios, he hangs the handles of barrels on them, and that's mitzayin that these are avai. If he has an entire vineyard, so then he puts these clumps of dirt around. If he only has individual ones, so then he puts the handles of barrels. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.